Good morning. It is 10:12 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat this week with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. The Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce is a regional chamber covering Lowell, Billerica, Chelmsford, Dracut, Tewksbury, Tyngsborough, and Westford. Our mission is to provide opportunities for our members through education, marketing, networking, and advocacy. So if you're a local business interested in hearing more, you can check out our website at greaterlowellchamber.org. Or give us a call at 978-459-8154. This week, I also want to thank our gold sponsor, Wooster Roofing. Charlie and his crew over there are great. So if you have any concerns or need anything done on your roof, we recommend that you give him a call. And his logo is right on our website, and you can click and go straight to his website and grab all of his information. And we also wanted to plug the Lowell Folk Festival. They have a 30 years, 30 days, 30K campaign happening right now. They're looking to raise $30,000 by July 12th to help fund the festival. So if you love the festival, you want to keep it coming and keep it free, check out lowellfolkfestival.org, hover over the home tab, and click on Keep Folk Festival Free, and you can make your donation right there. No amount is too small. No amount is too big. So that's my spiel for the morning. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the chamber, joined by
Karen Bergeron, vice president.
And we have our first guest on today who hopefully will be, you know, benefit from all the business happening and all the people downtown that weekend. We have Wendy Wilkins here from Tutu Bene Wine and Cheese Cellars. How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you?
It's great to see you. I've heard so much about you, and it's our first time actually meeting.
I know, it is. It's a good time.
It is a good time.
Oh, yes. I just love going there. You've helped me with a couple of bottles of wine and suggestions.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it when people come in and do ask for our suggestions. It's one thing that that's kind of what we strive for in the store. If you're mentioned something that we have and something that you want that we don't have, we can always segue you into something that we think will be a good fit for what your tastes are and what you're eating that night.
It's really great. I was wondering, why did you purchase this business?
Well, my husband, about 4 years ago, he purchased his own business. And so he's my first entrepreneur, I guess you could say, in the household. And I'm the type of person that when I work at a job, any position that I work at, I always give, like probably everybody else does, you always give like 5,000% of yourself, right?
Right.
So I'm working at night, I'm working on weekends, the laptop's always on my lap. And my husband said, why don't we try to focus a business so you can focus that time with, take all that energy and put it into something that we own. I said, well, that's a great idea. So he started to go through that process of looking for businesses for me. And he knows about Lowell because he went to ULOL. So he saw this business come up. It seemed to be a good fit, and he did some research for me. He went down there and said, it's a great store. It's a great location. It's kind of that hidden gem within Lowell. The footage was fine for me to maintain. I don't want any like huge store. So when I went in there, I was just like, whoop, okay, yeah, this looks great. It's beautifully laid out. Dick Rourke, as everybody knows, did a great job laying it out. I was really excited. I said, yeah, honey, let's go for it. Let's do it. So, we got all the balls rolling, got everything in place. It took much longer than we anticipated.
Always tend to do.
Yeah, exactly. We purchased it. The sale took place in February, and it's been a lot of fun.
For people who don't know where that Tutu Bene Wine and Cheese Cellars is, could you give the location and then maybe walk them kind of through the store?
Sure.
Give them a visual.
Yeah, that's a good one. So I call it the hidden gem within Lowell. So it's right off of Prescott, and Prescott is a one-way street. So you have to kind of go down this like funky tunnel, and we're in the back of the building. The building is actually condos. So we're kind of in the basement, and we have a great location because we look out onto the canal, and there is a little bit of parking in the back. So if you don't have that, if you have like a Tundra, I wouldn't suggest driving down the tunnel. But if you have like a small car, you'd be fine. But there is a little bit of parking in the back. When you get inside the store, it's typical. It was fashioned actually from an Italian store in Italy, because Dick's gone to Italy like 1,000 times.
Right.
So you've got that nice brick on the wall feel. It's got that nice warm and cozy, really easy feeling type of store. I mean, I've walked into some wine stores and I'm just like, wow. Like, I personally get overwhelmed. You know what I mean? Because yeah. there's nothing to indicate where I need to go to buy a bottle of wine. At least within my shop, you can at least go to a country, and then from there we can point you, and if you're looking for a red or a wider price point or whatnot. So we carry some wine. We carry beautiful cheese. We got a nice cheese area that we've been really trying to promote and bring in some new stuff, and it's been doing fantastic. And we've got a nice also area of dry goods, pastas, and I have a nice beautiful line from Italy that I brought in, and I think we're one of the only areas that is carrying it, and it's wonderful. It's really, really good high-end product. My mother loves the risotto. She's like, you have to carry the risotto.
Okay. Ooh, I have to try that. I am a huge risotto fan.
It's very good. Yeah, I have a mushroom and a vegetable. It's yummy, yummy.
Ooh, yum. Yeah.
So I hope that helped.
And you talked about how the layout and how you've been overwhelmed sometimes walking into stores not knowing where everything is, but you have such a great staff.
Yeah, we do.
That
we do.
Anytime people need help, you're willing to.
Absolutely. You know, the staff we have, I hired really great people, and they're from ULOL as well. They're great students. Awesome. One actually is just graduating. He'll be moving on. But we have fun trying the wines. We try together as a group. We chat about them. And that's how we sell them. So it's been great there. I like to consider us a team because I really rely on them and they rely on me for both of our knowledge base. And I feel very safe when they're there and I'm not there, or confident, I should say. And those are the people that I wanted to have around me, you know, so it kind of worked out well. So, yeah, kudos to my staff. They're excellent.
If they're college students, too, they must be everybody's best friend. They work at a wine store. It's like, ooh, can you bring home a great bottle?
Well, it's funny. The feedback that I receive from them is like, this is what you do. Someone pays you to, like, taste wine and talk about it. I'm like, great. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a dream to me.
I know, right?
And you do something very special that I was just so fascinated and I thought was an excellent idea, is sometimes people, when there is a loss in a family, they don't want to order flowers or, you know, put different things. They want to do something. Right. They don't want to do nothing.
Something different.
Yeah, something different.
And you have done a superb job of doing sympathy baskets.
Absolutely.
Great because people are always coming over to the house and you're taking all that stress off of them.
Yeah.
Which I just thought that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, I think the bereavement baskets, they do really well. And what I try to think when people call me up, and obviously they talk about the bereavement basket for whatever the occasion. So I try to think of things that, okay, people are coming over, I can open things really quickly. Some spreads, some olives, crackers and cheese and wine. So things that they don't have to like refrigerate or prepare. So that's kind of how my mindset works when somebody calls up for something like that. Because it is a beautiful gift. It's something different. Mm-hmm. I actually delivered a couple to a home and everybody was just, you know, just so appreciative because, you know, it's just a nice presentation when we put it all together. Absolutely. So yeah, it's a great thing to do. And it's something different. Cause I mean, as a customer, you know, when you think of these mm-hmm. things that happen, you're like, oh, I don't want to do flowers because people do get inundated with flowers. Oh, what else can we do? So a wine basket is really a great solution, of course, in my mind to that problem.
It is a great solution. And a lot of times you don't want to eat these big meals either. So having some crackers and spreads and that type of thing where you can grab something quick. And
absolutely. And then we have people come over the same thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Yeah.
I love it. Great idea. Yeah. And do you have any new promotions happening for the 4th of July weekend? First of all, let's talk about the fact that it's going to be 4th of July on Monday.
Yeah, that is crazy, right? That is absolutely crazy. It really is. We do have I was thinking about for a bit of rolling out a military discount program.
Oh, I love
that. So I figured it would be a great segue to do that. So we're doing the 10% off for active and retired military. You just have to bring in, obviously, your military ID. So I just think it was a good segue for that. And then also on that piece of the promotion, we decided to come up with like a red, white, and blue sale. So obviously we have red and white wine, and we do have blue wine, believe it or not. It's called Blanc de Bleu. It's lovely. Blanc de Blue.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bubbly. It's beautiful. It's just a beautiful thing in the glass. So anyways, I do have blue wine.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah. I'll go get some for the 4th.
So the promotion is, so you purchase wine, and if you purchase cheese with the wine, you get 10% off of your purchase.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's been kind of cool. And I was recommended to bring in a specific wine for the holidays called Purple Heart. So this kind of segue with the military.
The military. Yeah. Yes.
So it's a wonderful red blend from California. The owner of the winery is a veteran. He decided that a portion of the sales was going to benefit veterans. So it's an absolutely beautiful bottle, and I was able to get a case in the store. It's gorgeous. So it's called Purple Heart. So that's one thing we're featuring as well.
Love it.
So yeah, yeah, a lot of good stuff.
And I love the discount for the wine and the cheese because it gets people trying the cheese.
Yes, exactly.
That might just be the thing to put them over the edge to get the cheese. I love
it. Exactly. And we always we have a couple always on sample if you want to try. So it makes it nice. Makes it nice.
I'm a cheeseaholic. So. Oh,
that's my favorite.
Mm. Yeah, cheese.
Oh, cheese is good.
That's good stuff.
Yeah,
cheese is good stuff.
Good stuff.
We've touched upon a lot of the new products in the store. Do you have any other new products you want to?
Recently, about a month ago, we brought in some cigars. So we're carrying, like, not the kind of the middle of the road, it's a little bit on the high end cigars. I got a beautiful humidor in the store. It was really the piece of, it's like a piece of furniture. It's really beautiful. It's just huge. It was a nice addition to the store, and I think it'll. We've had a lot of people ask for cigars in the past, so we thought it would be something, a good accompaniment with port wine or some nice, a beautiful red. So we'll be doing pretty good with that. Pretty good with that. Yeah. Yeah.
And you might incorporate them in baskets, too, because you do
absolutely.
A lot of baskets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
There's something about a gift basket. Oh, like, when I'm wonderful. At events, I want to bid on every gift basket, even if I'm not going to use the contents in the basket.
I know, they look
like
so beautiful.
They're so nice, and it's so fun to have a variety of different things.
Yes.
And it's great that you speak to all of the different products that you offer, so you're going to put together a great basket.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a great hostess gift.
It is a good hostess gift, yeah. And recently, my husband... his partner is retiring, so he found out the wine that he liked, which was a little bit on the higher end side. So I was able to get a case, which was just 6 bottles. And he's like, "Okay, honey, just put a basket together." So I put this huge, ginormous basket together with wine and all the unique products that we carry in the store. You know, we carry like smoked maple syrup, we carry caramel sauce, and everything in there. And it came out gorgeous, Ron was just like, "Oh my god, look at this beautiful basket!" You know, he was really taken aback.
That
must
have been a huge basket.
It was
all
really huge.
Wine, because wine is heavy.
Yeah,
heavy.
It was really heavy. And what's great about a basket too, when you give it as a gift, so people see it and like, "Oh, it looks great," and then like the next day or 2 days later, they open it, right, and then they're like, "Wow, this is great!" So then they call you again, say, "Oh, this basket's great. It had all these cool little things in it," and so that's kind of cool too. So you give a nice gift, and then you'll probably hear from them like 2 days when they open it.
Now, your husband knew you were great, but then
was nice, he's like, you know, I had to obviously charge his company for the basket, so he's like, "Yeah, you can put that charge through." And he looks at the charge. "Oh, that was a really nice basket." I said, "Honey, I put all kinds of good stuff in it." So I had a good sale that day.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Well, good, you said it was, you said just the wine itself was a good, you know, really good
exactly.
Case of wine.
So. Exactly. Exactly.
You're like, "Do you have anybody else retiring that we can make
a basket for?" I know. Honey, who else can send a basket for your company?
I was thinking that would be a great gift, too, for bridal parties. If you're getting married, have somebody, you're doing so much on your own, have somebody do your gifts for your wedding party.
Oh,
and
wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, that'd be awesome, because that blue... bubbly wine would be that. Yeah. Blanc de Blue is gorgeous. That would be like a beautiful thing to accompany with other, like the blue, something blue and all that.
And it's a way that you can personalize gifts for your bridal party and groomsmen too, because people like different kinds of wines. So you could have, a different kind
absolutely.
Of wine for each.
Yeah.
I think
it's
a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
So that's all you brides and grooms out there.
That's right.
Get thinking about that.
Call us up. We're ready.
Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about Tutu Bene Wine and Cheese Cellars?
You know, I think we really touched upon everything.
Great.
We will be trying to always Facebook us, because we always got good stuff coming up. And we have some great things planned for the fall as well. We're looking forward to the festival, trying to think of something fun to do in the store for that. So I got to get my brain together. Once I do, it'll be rolled out on Facebook.
And you're new to the Lowell area, so yes. Have you ever experienced a folk festival?
We went last year.
Oh, awesome.
We went last year. I have a son. I have a five-year-old. So we went last year. We had a lot of fun just walking around the city. It was a lot of fun.
I'm going to try to think of some ideas for you.
Awesome. Please do. Send them my way.
I'm a brainstormer.
Oh, I love it.
She does. She's very, very creative and comes up with wonderful ideas.
Good. I need someone like that.
Could you give the listeners your information one more time and your location one more time so that they have no excuse they can't say,
that's right, that's right. So I do have to say that they are doing some construction work in front of the building, so you'll see some scaffolding in the front, and unfortunately it's still there. But again, so we're on 58 Prescott Street. It's a one-way street. We're behind the building in the back. You go through this little tunnel, and we're right like the hidden gem right in the corner there. You can look out and see the tunnel. You can see the canal, I'm sorry. But come down. It's a beautiful place to come see, just to check us out. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for people that have been in the Lowell area for several years, they will remember that that's where the Lowell Sun trucks kept coming out.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh,
so
wow.
A lot of people know it as the Lowell Sun.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, just another reference.
Yeah, and I think it used to be back in the day that Sporting Good, and I don't remember the name.
Lull and Hartford.
That's what it used to be.
Yes.
I have some old pictures that Dick had
shown
me.
I'm sure people are like, the old Lull and Hartford?
Yeah.
I used to work at Mills 42 Credit Union, and people would say, oh, the old Fanny Farmers. I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
The old Fanny Farmers.
So that's a Lowell thing, although you know the old references. Well, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Well.
And
thank
I'll
you.
Be by to get some bubbly.
I hope so, because I'll remember.
Sounds good.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with another woman business owner who recently bought a gem in Lowell as well. So that's my teaser. I'm not telling you who. You have to stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.